Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Here Be Monsters, the Consciousness Shift Show. My name is Nicole Tomasini, and my co-host, Gwendolyn H. Barry, is moving around South Florida, so hopefully she will call in at some point. But today we are going to be talking about water ceremony and connecting with Turtle Women Rising and wonderful work that they're doing this week in down in New Orleans for Save the Gulf. They're having an entire ceremony. We've talked about it for the last 2 weeks, but if you're new to it, we are supporting them and the fire that they have going for 24 hours for the 5 days. And Trisha and Nolan and I are going to go to the Upper West Side here in New York tomorrow. And we are going to have our own ceremony with blessing the water and thanking the water for being with us. So, but before we start, I am going to choose one of Gwendolyn's audio clips that have lots of names, and I'm going to go with Portals of Possibility, because that sounds fun. Here we go.
some by chance and some by design. We are grateful for everything that has brought us here. Slowly and steadily, we have journeyed to the center of our souls, to the wellspring of renewal, to the source of love. We acknowledge that we are here to help each other. Thank you for watching over us, for keeping us true to our purpose, this purpose that you have placed in our hands. We humbly offer this music to life's mystery. We are grateful.
Wow, Tricia, thanks for letting me know. I had the mute button on and I went on this entire thing. Well, you know what? I'll start it again. So I'm really glad that I played that Portals of Possibility, because that is exactly what we're talking about on the show today, is that feeling of gratitude. So that is exactly, that vibration of gratitude is really different from joy. It's got joy connotations in it, kind of like a fine wine, but it's more solid. It's got a strength to it. And to me, it's standing on the platform of love and light. So to raise ourselves to that vibration of gratitude is really taking our entire being up with us, including our bodies, to a wonderful level of that feeling of gratitude. So putting that into the waters, and I'm seeing more and more from doing the show how important ritual is in our lives, and to do water ceremonies and to have drumming, to have that heartbeat is so important. And today we are connecting with the Turtle Women Rising, who are having a 5-day ceremony in New Orleans. They have a flame going 24/7, and have the heartbeat of the drum going. So we're connecting with the ladies there in New Orleans that are holding down such a wonderful energy to heal the Gulf and to heal the waters. And I see that you're here, Tricia, so let's bring you on. Hello, Tricia. Are you there? Tricia? or someone.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This is Ruth Ann.
Hi, Ruth Ann.
Hi. No, I'm not Tricia.
okay. Our friend Tricia Nolan was going to call in, so I just kind of assumed. But if I had checked the area code, I would have known better. She's not 217. She's here in New York with me. So, hi.
Okay.
Welcome
well,
to the
she's,
show.
Well, there's, okay, there's a Nolan in the chat room.
Yes, that's her.
Okay. And I wonder, well, she had lost the sound, she said, but she's got it back. So maybe she'll call in now.
Yeah, there she is on the 212.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. You can talk with her. You've got something planned. I'll listen.
Well, go ahead. Were you going to chime in?
No, but I was just going to listen. Gwen and I had talked earlier, so I said, yeah, I'd call in later. So, yeah, I'm just finding out what's going on with the water ceremony and things. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, we're going to talk about that. Here's Tricia.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Good to hear you.
Well, you too,
you.
And good to hear Ms. Imani too.
Ah,
the music
very
good. Was nice. It was nice. I'm just I've been having a little computer issue, and I just had to switch from one thing to over to Firefox, and I got it back. So no worries.
Ah, very good. Yeah, and I had a little technical difficulty there with the mute button on. I went on this whole thing and then had to repeat myself. That was a fun little lesson.
Oh well. It's an imperfect technology.
That's right.
That's why drums and old school can be good.
That's right. Exactly. So I was so glad that I picked that because what she talks about of the giving thanks, I'm seeing a lot of that gratitude feeling and how important it is in our universe right now to keep ourselves at that vibration and to also incorporate the water. Because today, planning for the show, I was looking at a lot of what Dr. Emoto is doing, and he was talking about how water has memory and consciousness, and I never really thought
of it. I've seen that video before. I've seen, it was an experiment in Japan where they had done different things to these large tubes of water in an exhibit, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. And he takes the pictures of the water crystals, putting them either near pictures or getting the water actually from certain sources to see what it looks like on a crystallized level. And, of course, words like I love you or thank you create these incredible crystals, and words like I want to kill you or apparently they used one, Adolf Hitler, and it just was like this sickly, it even turns like a yellow. It just immediately evokes the feeling of not wellness. So I've known about Dr. Emoto for a while and the work that he's doing, but now with talking about the water ceremony on the show for these weeks, it's really sparking ideas in my head of how important it is for us to connect with our waters and how powerful our water really is and how it circulates the entire planet as a conductor. So I took one of his water ceremony, what he suggests to be said, and I figured that we would say this also on the Upper East West Side tomorrow, Tricia, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, we dedicate our sincere prayer of love and gratitude to the water of the Gulf and the waters of the world. Water, we are sorry. Water, we love you. Water, we thank you. Water, we respect you. Thank you. And that's it. I thought it was
perfect.
A wonderful summation.
I think it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's perfect.
And, of course, you can say whatever you want, and the singing is such a wonderful conductor also for the human body through the chakras So just like Imani sings so beautifully at the water ceremonies that they have, you know, I was even thinking of bringing a recording. I have Native American drumming, and they have one song that is for a water ceremony. So I was thinking, even if I bring my little speaker, we may not have a drum with us, but at least we have
we'll
some drumming.
Oh, we'll figure it out. And, you know, I mean, like, I don't know a lot. I mean, I listen to music like everybody, but I think you know I'm a preschool teacher. And one of the songs that we sing at school is originally, I believe, well, I don't know who did it originally. I'm familiar with it through Harry Belafonte, who sings a song about, we come from the mountains, we come from the mountains, take care of the mountains, turn the world around. And you sing it from the water, too. We come from the water, we come from the water, take care of the water, turn the world around. We come from the water, take care of the water, turn the world around. And so you can sing that anytime.
Yes, that's wonderful. I think really keeping it simple like that, and you can feel it. Like, it's got such a nice vibration, and the repeat, I think, is also very, knowing how people learn, having that repetition is also very powerful for our brains to also understand the message that we're imparting.
You know, well, and that's, you know, and I think that one of the things that I'm just excited about is that, you know, I've been aware of you for a while, just, you know, through Gwen and whatever she had to say, and then I've listened a few times. But I think it's cool that we're connecting in real life, and yes, that we meet so many people via the internet, or, you know, whether it's work on the internet or this or that or the other thing. And one of the points that was made in the beginning of Occupy was about how when people finally get off the computer and get together in real life,
mm-hmm,
then that's when the community gets a little bit tighter. And I think that another thing Imani has been talking about, or maybe Gwen, well, I don't know, I get confused, but about how the web around the planet, and how when our light is going out and our energy is going out and it's connecting with that, even if it's just 2,000 people around the entire world, you know, when you sync up like that, it does, it heals the web.
Yeah.
And that's all good.
Yeah, well, you have
so, but
that physical,
I'm just learning all this stuff.
It's true. Well, having that physical vibration of your body vessel right there together, it does create a bigger force field in a way, bigger energy field, I should say. So
yeah, well, you know, and I think especially with music, or listening to what Imani did. I mean, some songs just give you goosebumps sometimes.
Right.
And, you know, I think the whole thing just gives me goosebumps, and that's why I know that, you know, it's right for me. And I respect that, you know, other people have other ways, and that's all good. But I don't know. I mean, just ever since a couple of weeks ago, well, I don't know. You and Gwen, there's been a few times when I've been listening over the months when there is a healing energy that I felt, that, you know, like when there's a block in my shoulder or whatever, just being able to release the grief and start working on the healing. Because I think this thing with, I mean, the whole explosion in the Gulf with BP, a lot of us feel a lot of grief about that. And anytime I think about that, I think about Cherie and what she's going through with her kids, and the video that I saw through her from Voices of the Gulf, and what she's up to on the 22nd. And you know Cherie, she's friendly with Gwen too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so it's...
Those stories are amazing. I mean, you know, the fact that it's so swept under the rug really is an incredible thing. And that does add to the feeling of grief that you know that this is happening and you feel that the powers that be aren't doing anything. But look at what's happening because of it with all of us in our grassroots. And Imani was such a great inspiration, obviously, because we're getting together tomorrow really because of what
yes.
she's doing. So, yeah, I cut off.
Well,
what
and
you were
she's in
say.
New Jersey, and she's in New Jersey. They're doing a solstice ceremony and on June the 18th, and so they're just mm-hmm. out, you know, in Summit, I think. But mm-hmm. anyway, you know, so I mean, it's this sort of thing that. They have things, Turtle Women Rising has happenings here and there around, you know, all year long. And it's a great way to connect with each other. And I think one of the things she said a couple of weeks ago that really struck me was that in Egypt, and when the Arab Spring was really kicking off, one thing that happened, it was just, it almost started like one woman was on the internet and just put out the call for help. And a lot grew from that. And I think that, you know, I've been having a song in my head from Rent, actually, that is No Day But Today. And that's been running around in my head for a while. And
wow.
although that song was, you know, The Rent is about a group of people who are dying with AIDS. And mm-hmm. and it's like our earth is sick right now on account of all the things that, you know, if you want to look at the food chain in Monsanto or you want to look at BP or you want to look here, there, you know, Japan and the reactors, there's so many things that our earth needs us. And that was the point of that song from Rent, is that they needed each other to heal
mm-hmm.
and to heal the spirit. Whatever happened with the physical, you know, that's a different story. But they were healing their spirit in that moment. And I was real, I didn't understand why that song was in my head until last week, again, listening to Imani, and I was like, oh, I get it. It's like
mm-hmm.
the earth is needing us right now.
Right. Yes. And that's why I feel that ritual is so important now. It's really, from listening with Imani for the last couple weeks, I've really thought about it, because every time she would speak about it, I felt it. I was like, this is something that needs to happen, and I should be doing this. And how is my way of manifesting this in my world? And I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and she said to me, I hadn't even said anything about doing the ceremony. We weren't even talking about anything like this. And she said, you know, I just keep feeling like I need more ritual in my life, but I really hate rituals. I was like, that's such an interesting thing to say. Why would you say that you hate rituals? And she said, well, you know, she was actually talking about routine. She hates routine. And I said, ah, so you're using the word ritual to talk about something that just becomes mundane and boring. It's basically the opposite. What you're really looking for is some sort of spiritual grounding that you become used to doing as a daily or whenever you feel practice. And she was like, yes, that's exactly what I'm looking for. And I thought, well, aren't we all looking for that in this day and age? I mean, church may or may not be doing it for you, but that's still like a once-a-week thing. So finding that ritual and that ceremony and having it be for something of gratitude. And again, with the water, yes, we're healing the actual waters because of BP and Japan and everything. But it's interesting that we're being asked to focus on water, because water is such a great conductor, and we really don't think about it. in our society, and it's we're being forced to think about the waters and water itself and what it means to us. And if you look into the science of water, you start to see how powerful it really is. If you put one little intention into water, it's going to spread to all of it. And so to incorporate something that has to do with gratitude for living here on this planet, every time you're going into your meditation or you're having a glass of water or you're brushing your teeth, I see is really vital these days.
No, I hear you. And, you know, why this is, like, when you're talking to your friend about ritual, you know, I was reminded about, for myself, I've always been kind of a solitary practitioner. You know, I have my own little rituals, and I'm kind of one of these, you know, these women from the South. You know that book, the Yahya Sisterhood, and then she wrote Little Altars Everywhere. After that, Rebecca something, I forget. I'm sure it's on my shelf. I could find it. But anyway, like the Yahyas, I'm one of those with little altars everywhere in my house. And kind of like from just a feng shui thing, you know, I like to just look and see something that's meaningful to me. And but that's been something I've done alone. And, you know, whether I'm honoring my own or trying to align my own self with the full moon sometime or whatever I do on my own, the word I'm getting out here again is alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's meaningful, and you know, and it helped me center and yada yada. But I've realized that part of the reason why I'm always solitary in these activities is because of fear. And, you know, like Imani was saying the other day about how some people need an invitation to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And participate in the group. And so whether, you know, I mean, whether it's just like you're carrying fear from, you know, some bullshit that happened in high school or, you know what I'm saying? I mean, people get scared for all kinds of reasons. We're embarrassed or we're, you know, we're just shy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice to be pulled out of a solitary ritual,
mm-hmm.
And ceremony, and you know, and just to join and to join and to connect with something, because I haven't connected with water. I'm mainly connecting with air.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like throwing stuff at. Well, you know how at Tosh Leek, as part of Rosh Hashanah, there's a ceremony where you take breadcrumbs and throw it into the river, and that's what they do at the 79th Street Boat Basin, which is why I thought this was a good place. And if I'm remembering correctly, because I learned this from friends since I didn't grow up Jewish, it has to do with taking your sins or your regrets or whatever and, like, giving them to, you know, casting, let the water take them away and be cleansed mm-hmm. and ready and fresh for the new year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I love that ritual. And so that was kind of like my own personal ritual. I was afraid to go down to the river and be with everybody, and I was afraid of this or that. But I wasn't afraid to throw some pizza crumbs out the window one day and think, there goes my wish for an ideal mother. I don't need that anymore.
Yeah, it's true. You do have to get past yourself. What were you going to say?
No, well, I mean, and that was the beginning of like, mm-hmm. okay, I get it. This is how you can take this abstract stuff that swirls in your head, whether it's mm-hmm. grief or the wish for something that will never be, like the mother that we never had, so we can see the mother standing beside us who loves us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like let go of your grievance against something that never happened anyway. You know, just like let it, you know, just make that ritual, make that thought and feeling that's bringing you down, make it concrete, and it lifts you up. And that's what ritual means for me. And somehow bringing it, you know, it's one thing to, you know, throw a pizza crust out your window. Okay, that's all good. But when you're with a friend, Mm-hmm. And that's when it suddenly becomes a ceremony. And it's right. more, you know, and there's a blending of the energy that I've never done before, so I'm, like, totally jazzed.
Right. And, you know, I believe that's part of this Babylon sort of reptilian conditioning that we've been so used to, is that you should feel funny if you're doing some sort of prayer or, you know, something with meaning. Like, it's really ridiculous. I asked myself the same thing, and I'm an actor. I've been on stage. I did stand-up. I mean, and that was – I had a fear of doing stand-up, and I just decided one day to get over myself, and I got up there, and it was great. I did it for years. So it really is just the deciding that it's okay. And I think, you know, starting the way we are, like with two people – that have only spoken over, you know, the radio waves, it's really a perfect ease in to it. And I think a lot of people could take that into their lives, you know, just a couple of your friends that you know are going to be like, yeah, man, let's go do this. Let's go heal the earth today. Like, what else is more important that we can't take 5 minutes and go do that? And let's do that. And be excited about it.
It comes again to raising your own vibration. And when you raise your vibration, that liberates me to raise my vibration, which liberates the people who might walk by in ways we can't even imagine. But you know, it's like when one does, it's each one teach one is what they used to say when I was a kid about. How a grassroots movement spreads, and that becomes a greater power ultimately than, I mean, you know, and I understand about the Koch brothers and everything, you know, I mean, I get the picture, and when I think of Tim DeChristopher and the environmental activists that have been working so hard for so long, and we've got like 18 months, I think, before the window on climate change becomes irreversible, if I'm remembering my science correctly. But, you know, I kind of think that what you're saying about the crystals and the water as a conductor. And sometimes there needs to be a destruction in order to make room for new growth. And, yeah. You know, like the goddess Kali, and if you want to go back like that. But it happens all the time. Like if there's a forest fire, clears out all this old stuff so that the new trees can grow. And right. Things like that are part of a natural cycle. And while we certainly can't say that the BP was a natural anything, we still have cycles, and we still have this earth that is going to survive despite us. And,
I think it's a cycle of man, really. It's a man. It's part of man's thing to wake up to themselves, and also I think to actually pay attention to the water. It's one of the elements we know the least about. As a civilization, it's incredible. Like, there's no research, and it's the most fascinating, vital thing. But
well,
when
you consider our own bodies are 90% water, for mm-hmm. heaven's sake, mm-hmm. and you know, and then, but you're right. I mean, it's something we take so for granted in this country, mm-hmm. Because we turn on a tap and we have as much as we want.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
We have that, you know. There are places where, you know, like where water is rationed and sold and all that kind of stuff, and it's become a commodity and is becoming more of one. Anyway, I mean, you can get off, you know, I mean, it's scary when you start thinking about.
You must feel Gwen's presence because she just called in. Hello, my co-host, Gwendolyn. Are you
putting me on, Nick?
I am putting you on. You're on right now.
Oh, okay. Hi there. How are you? How is everyone? I'm in the middle of the market.
Good. Yes, we've been discussing the importance of ritual as well as how powerful water is and why doing this ceremony and connecting with everyone down in Save the Gulf ceremony, how important all that is. So,
yeah. There is the new ritual, which is about, I think you can put it in terms of bringing good health and clarity and recycling and all the green movement. That is all a very spiritual thing if you look at it the right way right now. And then there is the ancient ritual, which is what we're trying to remember and the reason why we gather together the way we do. Do you all follow where I went?
Absolutely, and that's what we were just saying, how, you know, I feel that part of the reason why we don't do ritual is part of the cutoff that we've gone through and reconnecting together and having ritual and having ceremony together and being able to cleanse ourselves that way and reconnect and actually make a vibrational difference. It is vital to our world now, and yet it's such a foreign thing to a lot of us. Like, church is different. Like, it never had that feeling for me, whether I agreed with what they were saying or not. It's that longing that I feel for something that is meaningful to me, and I'm coming up with the words and I'm saying it, and I have other people of like mind that we're all doing this for a common purpose. It's a calling, and it's one of the most important things we can do right now because of what it does for us and our world.
Yes, I agree with you, Nick. I also, I'm comparing meat prices. I'm sorry, girl.
You know, honestly, that's part of it, too. For me, it's been about how do I incorporate this into my life while, you know, we need to go to the market, we need to do this, blah, blah, blah. Like, how does it fit easily into my life? And Tricia was saying that she's been doing solitary ritual, and I also have been a very solitary ritual person. And
we all have, actually, haven't we? We share with one another. Very mm-hmm. intimately over this global consciousness, but the truth is we've all been pretty much solitary practitioners. It's time for us to reach out again and to walk out and be with one another. It's very
right.
important because, as you guys were saying, what's going on here is we're making a stand for the earth, as Imani has been saying, but we're also making that, we're hooking the grid up again, Nick. You know,
we're hooking
the grid up again.
Mm-hmm.
We're
yeah.
illuminating, creating that light network around the planet that will enable the planet to heal.
Yes.
That's what will help the planet to heal, is when
Absolutely.
We enable that light grid again.
Yes, and on a scientific level, that's exactly what needs to happen. That's where I'm starting to really understand these things. I mean, you can understand them on an emotional level, but then to really look at it in physically, what am I doing? And even if that physically means like quantum physically, it really is one of the most powerful things that you can do to help to illuminate the entire world and get it out of this electromagnetic net that we've been under for so long of fear.
Well, I agree with you, and I have to say to you that it's about also, you know, you speak about the quantum energy and the quantum levels, which indicates what all practitioners and light workers have always known. We live in a multidimensional part of our reality. Hell, we're not thinking in this third dimension.
Right.
I don't need an out-of-body trip at the moment.
Sure.
We basically we basically were working on many levels of consciousness, and you know that you basically, I'm having to choose couscous from a box, ladies, and it's a dilemma. Basically, in October of last year, supercomputers actually found the calculations for string theory and made it real. I think
wow.
that Stephen Hawking left his body and did a dance, a jig around the planet. I really
uh-huh.
do. Because that was absolutely was the, you know, the new reality, because the awareness of string theory, it's like when we split the atom, everything changed, it's going to change again now, and I think for the better.
That's so funny you're saying that, because I was just watching a video today about this woman. Her last name is Randall. She's a professor at Harvard. And she was talking about why she does her work, and she said, well, they asked her about absolute truth as a scientist, and she said, well, you know, with science, absolute, what does that mean? I mean, we won't know. Absolute truth to us is what we know right now, but it doesn't mean that there aren't other truths out there and that we can't expand that truth. And she said she does her work. They asked what drives her, and she said, I believe, she said, it's not a belief. I want the world to make sense. So I'm looking for it to make sense. And she even talked about Hawking's work also and the wrapping the brain around it. So it makes perfect sense that you say he took a dance outside.
Well, I would. Mm-hmm. I would actually suggest to anybody who wants to understand the importance of the relevance and how light working and magical practice and healing work, all of it, and ceremonial work, all shifts together with quantum theory, to read something that Hawking published a couple years ago called The Universe in a Nutshell.
Nice.
It's not
good
hard
suggestion.
To digest.
Cool.
And it really brings you an idea of multidimensional theory, you know?
Mm-hmm. And that information I find very important, because if you can fathom it on any level, even if it's just an intellectual one to a certain extent, then you can start to really digest it and feel it. Like, I've been working with the Daughters of Isis oils for a long time now, and one of the ones that I'm absolutely fascinated with is the 10th chakra. And I can't even tell you why, because I don't really have any words for the information that I get up there, but it's such a feeling. And so just to have that feeling of that scent that takes me there, and then if I can put in what Hawking or anybody has said about other places, it helps to fill in the picture for me, and I start to understand it more.
Well,
and I can work with it better.
That's a great compliment. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Scent is one of the sensual tools that we have to help us break through to the other side of this evolution that we're standing in, you know? It is about evolution. They are
mm-hmm.
talking about biodiversity, cleaning up the Gulf. That's one way. I mean, it's not impossible, and that's something I think we need to all keep in mind. And the healing that is going on, the ceremony that is going on right now, I think has a lot to do with bringing awareness up that will shift people from thinking that it's impossible to come back from, just as you know, wrong to think that, as it is not to be aware of what's actually going on down here.
Mm-hmm.
You follow where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's reminding me about something you had said a while back about the crystal kids and the indigo kids that are coming. When you're talking about evolution and what's happening, and ever since I heard you mention that like 2 weeks ago, I've been really thinking strong on it because of changes that many early childhood educators have noticed in the trajectory of child development, largely as a result of technology, whether that has to do with having babies that are born to mothers who are like 45 years old, which would have been impossible some decades ago, as well as the influence of technology like cell phones and things, and how maybe that is having an impact on language development. And the reason why it's similar to the Gulf is because when you look at the technological impact, you're on a certain way that things have always been. Initially, it's alarming and scary, and you see all the negative shit about it. And I'm not going to say that there's anything positive about BP, because there's not necessarily. However, once the change has been made, there are also, with the kids, ever since you brought this up, I can totally see how, okay, maybe a grown-up is on the cell phone and is not helping a child's language develop in the way that it might have 15 years ago. But as a result of that, the child's internal voice becomes stronger. So then I'm seeing in my classroom frequently for the last, consistently over the last 3 to 5 years, is greater collaboration, greater connection between the children, greater ability to focus on things that they're intrinsically turned on by. And so, yeah, I can see how the technology the trajectory has changed. The evolution has occurred. And I see it every day. And they do medicate these kids.
Wow.
They medicate. These kids are born with a bullshit detector that lets them understand about propaganda. And if you think about it, the way that if you've grown up with, like we grew up with TV, the generation before us, a little bit, you know, I mean, like I'm thinking like 65 or so, whenever, years old, when the TV came into the house in the 50s. And the propaganda and the product placement and all that stuff started happening. Little by little, our own awareness and consciousness and what we're bringing our kids, what I'm getting at is the kids, the ones who are like high school and college age now, understand inherently that it's bullshit, that it's propaganda stuff, that everything they hear is they've got the detector going on, so that when a teacher starts telling them something that is virtually meaningless for whatever, like if it's a, whatever meaningless thing that teachers say that I think you can take to the standardized tests over and over again by which children are judged and teachers are judged, and it's all about some, you know, some textbook company that George Bush is connected with did these tests and No Child Left Behind and this high-stakes testing and blah-de-blah-de-blah. The kids know this is bullshit. They won't do it. And what happens?
Wow.
Big Pharma medicates these kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's true.
All right. But what's happened is, I think, based on what you said about indigo kids and crystal kids, is they are knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why there's more of them now than there ever was before. It's of evolution. It's not
sure.
As deep. But we're seeing, you know, Big Pharma's going to medicate them into silence so they won't argue with authority.
Right. Stay in line. Interesting.
Exactly. And so anyway, I just find it tremendously exciting that, like, holy cow. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, Imani was saying, we're, you know, it's like this – this drive is 2 years old because of the BP thing and like the movement and the awareness and the spiritual growth that's happened since then is like a two-year-old. And I was thinking, well, yeah, that's a fact because I spend my days with two-year-olds. And then somebody said Crystal Kids, Gwen, I think, and I was like, holy cow, they're in my classroom at 9 o'clock. We've been fooling around all year long with prisms. It's way cool.
Wow.
And
it really speaks
anyway,
to looking
it's
at...
happening and it's real. And so if what we can do as grown-ups now is join hands and rebuild the grid around the planet, like send the light back out to the web, that's it. That's all we have to do is be grateful and stand together. Hallelujah. It's so simple.
Exactly. And
it's true.
And bringing that other world to the world. I mean, the fact that the BP is still a complete disaster and, you know, there's no mention of it. And the fact that there's so many kids that are being medicated like this and most people don't know why unless they're educators. So it's all of this, the trying to keep the world a certain way. But if enough of us know that it's not what it is, then it has no power. It's like seeing the man behind the curtain. You're like, oh, guy, what are you, come on. We all know this is what's out here, not what you're saying, not what you're projecting, and doing something about it. So the more of us that are talking about this and the more of us, you know, who knows, maybe we'll meet somebody down tomorrow that says, what are you doing? And we say, oh, you know, we're doing this to heal the Gulf. Oh, I thought that was cleaned up. Oh, no, no, my friends, it is not. And this is why we're
That's
doing
how it
this
happens,
and blah,
ladies.
Blah, blah. Right, right.
That's how it happens.
And like Tricia said, it's so easy. It's having a conversation and just banding together. And, you know, when you're more than one and you're doing something together, people will ask you, especially in New York, you know, what are you doing? Yeah. Were you going to say something, Gwen?
And I'm listening in, but I keep muting so that there's, you know, you don't have to hear my background noise.
Right.
I wanted to remind you that Ruth Ann Amafateo is calling in. She'll be doing a ceremony tomorrow, too.
She's here.
Progress.
She's been listening.
Right.
Oh.
I've been laughing at you, Gwen. No.
At her couscous dilemmas.
Okay, so, you know, I've been to one end of the store to the other about four times. Okay. You believe the price of honey, people. Oh, man.
I live in New York.
But
I know
anyway.
What you're talking about. Yeah. So, Ruth Ann, are you doing one tomorrow as well?
Yes, because it probably won't be like everybody else's, but the ladies were talking about Mr. Emoto before you called in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's my favorite water person. And I have done some of the things that he suggested,
too.
You know, as far as putting words on paper and wrapping them around glasses and things. And I'm going to do some of that tomorrow. And I'm just going to put, like, use a picture from a magazine of mm-hmm. the Gulf
nice.
And put that on. Design. I'm going
picture.
To use the jar, I think. Hmm?
A healthy picture of the Gulf, right?
Yes, yes. But I'm going to print some different things on it. And, like, they were talking about, you know, the gratitude and all these different things. But, you know, the love and all these things that we can experience from water. And when the Gulf is once again the way it's supposed to be with all the wildlife and everything there. So that's one of the things I'm going to do.
Wow. What a great idea. That's perfect.
Isn't that wonderful? That's a great idea.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, it's a simple kind of thing, but it really has power. And
yes.
the, we know that thoughts are things, and we all know that that's why it's better to have more of the good thoughts going out, because the state of the world right now, we can't help but have some of the negative, but we need more positive than negative. And so, you know, to tip the balance. So I think that this is going to be a big... There's also a global meditation tomorrow just for peace. And, there's. I think all of these things that we do that are around the world or the country or however, like you're talking about strengthening this grid, this web that we have. And this is it. Gwen and I were talking before about the magnetic powers, but we're really working with this. We're working totally with electricity and energy, which is what it is. So I think that the more of these rituals, whether we're working as solitaries or in groups, small or large, the better, and we're all going to benefit. You know, it's just...
I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you.
Ladies,
and maybe
we should
take off the phone and let you all finish up, and perhaps when I get home I can call back in.
Cool. All right, Gwen. Well, enjoy your marketing.
Your food.
Nick, thank you so much for taking over this evening. Well, you can do it anyways. It's your show.
Sure, thanks.
And Tricia, Ruthann, thanks for calling in, and I'll talk with you later.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, ladies.
All right.
Until later.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Adieu.
Bye. And, you know, while you were talking, I thought, you know, maybe we should also just know that there are a lot of us doing this all around the world. And just to have that thought and to understand that, yes, we might be the only people on this block or that we can see doing this, but it doesn't mean that there aren't hundreds, thousands, if not millions of people doing it also. And when we are doing it, to connect in with them, I mean, I was thinking just about Imani and their fire down in the Gulf, but really with everyone that's doing it, it also gives me an immediate sense of, oh, okay, I can feel it. Like, I can feel the connection. And, of course,
that's
they're
true.
Not going to talk about that either, but if we all know, well, you know, just because I'm the only one doing it right here on this block doesn't mean it isn't happening everywhere. If we all know that, it brings us even bigger.
Right, it's a whole synergetic thing.
But that's wonderful. I didn't know that you were doing it and even mentioned it to a friend, and, you know, hopefully maybe she'll just do a little thing, you know, even if she's at the bathroom at her place, you know, washing her hands, giving thanks in the water. I mean, it's all going to the same place, you know.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. Does anyone want to say anything else? I'll tell you that, you know, if anyone is listening and is in the New York area, Tricia and I are going to be at 79th Street at the Water Basin. Isn't that what it's called? Right there on the water. Tricia?
Did she go?
Oh, maybe. But anyway,
her thing was acting up again.
I think she's. I think she might have gotten cut off. But anyway, we're going to be at 79th Street, right on the water. There's the Water Basin Cafe and where the boats are. So we'll be there tomorrow. We're going to meet up around 4 and maybe do the water ceremony at 4:20, and, you know, hang out, have some drinks, and, you know, have some good intentions and be on our way. So if anyone would like to join us, you are more than welcome. And if there's anything that any of you feel the need to do tomorrow, also with the peace, I remember that, the day of peace, of just giving thanks and putting your intention on peace and that vibration. That was that's the whole idea tomorrow, right? To take your time.
The cleaning of the water, and then like you guys were talking earlier about, you know, how water has been privatized in some countries, and in fact, you know, some of our water has been bought up by countries elsewhere, companies in other countries, and you know that we've always taken it for granted. We can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to work actively to clean it up.
Yes.
And, keep control of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
we
have
can
water
do it.
For everyone.
See, we can do it. Yeah. This is it.
Yes.
We can do it.
Yes. So easily.
Like really. Like
Trisha
really.
Said, where we, yeah.
Yeah. Just keep telling people, you know, and whether you tell them on Facebook or email them or just somebody you talk to, you know, just tell people.
Mm-hmm.
It's that one-on-one, whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The more people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
the
thank you
powerful.
For letting me come on.
Yes, thank you for listening.
All right. You have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful
all right.
ritual tomorrow. Yes.
Thank
okay.
you. You too.
Thank
and
you.
And I think we'll end with Take a Chance. That's another
Ooh.
Audio clip. So let's see what that's about.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, for listening. And have a wonderful evening. And bless it be. And heal the waters. Thank you.
There we go.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
On the touching line,
take a chance.
Honey, I'm still
take a
free.
Take a chance.
Take a chance on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know.
Gonna
be around.
Take a chance.
If you got